With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, Brad Skelton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, O'Connor?
Fine, Red. Well, rather, I see you were at the racetrack.
That's right. How did you know, though?
Simple, you're not wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Didn't you win anything at all, Red?
Now, you see, I didn't want to leave that in because I knew it wouldn't get a laugh. I wanted to tell a joke about the tree surgeon that fell out of his patient. Well, yeah, we went out to Santa Anita, though, and oh, everybody was so anxious to bet out there the last day. If you stood still for 1 minute, a line formed in back of you. Put that with a shirt gag, right?
What should we talk about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. We got to kill time, though, for a few minutes. Too early for the next commercial. Hey, I got a letter last week from a lady, see? And she says, I wish you'd take it easy on that... blew my little boy out of bed 3 times. Hey, last week, Anita Ellis went down to Mobile, Alabama. Let's talk about that, huh?
Okay. Why'd she go down there?
Well, she picked up a hitchhiker, and she took him out to the city limits, see? But you know the Chamber of Commerce.
You mean?
Yeah, by the time she came to the sign that said Los Angeles City Limits, she was in Alabama.
Oh, now, Red, you don't expect me to believe that.
Well, why not? The western boundary is Midway Island.
Well, how about the South Los Angeles boundary? Where's that?
I'm not sure, but their city councilman is a penguin. Well, let's get back to Anita. Say, I think it was nice of you to go down to the airport and meet her.
Oh, I think you were the one that was nice, Red. You brought Anita that big bouquet of flowers.
Oh, you were nicer than me, Rod.
No, you were, Red.
Wait till you get the bill for the flowers.
Well, just think. Our little Anita going back to Mobile, Alabama to be queen of the Azalea Festival.
Yeah.
Hi, y'all.
Well, Mrs. Claghorn. Welcome home. Pull up a can of yam and sit down. Tell us about your trip, eh?
Oh, I sure wish you could have been along with me, Red. Really? It was so much fun. They gave me the keys of the city.
How do you like that? When I was stationed in Camp Seibert, Alabama, they locked everything up.
Well, Anita, what exactly is an azalea?
It's soup.
Yes, Red, they're something like rhododendrons, except they have funnel-shaped corollas and deciduous leaves.
Mm-hmm. Right, soup, I told you. Well, let's get back to the English stuff now. Say, how'd you like the folks down there, Anita?
Oh, they were wonderful. Really? There's nothing like that southern hospitality. Yeah. The fields of cotton, southern fried chicken, candied yams.
Yeah, and then after dinner, you can go out and bowl a few weevils. Of course, you need a weevil bowl to do it.
Say, Anita, on your way back from Mobile, didn't you stop off in Dallas for one personal appearance?
Yes, Rod, and when those Texans heard that I sang on the Red Skelton program in Hollywood, you should have heard them cheer.
Really?
Because you were still in California.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't know I got a 10-gallon hat with a secret compartment for my head.
Really nice of you and Rod to meet me at the airport,
really?
But I'm afraid it puts you out.
Oh, that's okay. They put us out, but we crawl back over the fence again.
Thank you.
mother wore tights. Isn't that beautiful? Anita Ellis sings Bless You.
Bless you for being an angel. Just when it seemed that heaven was not for me. Bless you for building a new dream. Just when my old dream crumbled so helplessly. In that vine-covered chapel on the hill, your face was a hint that lingered still. So bless you, my darling, my angel. Heaven is mine, and life is divine with you. In that vine-covered chapel, oh, your face was a hint.
Not go nuts, old man. Page one, keep your tab out of my territory. Well, here I am. Doo doo dee doo doo. Mother wartime. I'm glad we know Mother wore tights. Now we knew that Father wore the pants. Yes, sir, here I am, the old singing cab driver. Ain't much profit in driving a cab, though. I'm losing too many of my passengers on account of my picture on the driver's permit. It's hanging over the meter, you know. And the people are always asking me, what's that monstrosity? And when I turn around to answer them, for some reason, they jump out of my cab. Well, here's the Greasy Spoon Cafe. I think I'll go in and get me a cup of coffee here. Maybe Poodle Tanner for
well,
some
howdy, Clam.
Well, howdy doody to you, too. I'll have a cup of coffee.
Coffee is all you ever order.
You know, I drink about 150 cups a day.
Well, doesn't that keep you awake?
It helps.
Here's your coffee.
Thank you.
Tell me, Clem, do you like driving a cab?
Yeah, except when the passengers yell at me to go faster. They don't seem to realize I'm pedaling as fast as I can. I had two accidents today.
Yet your cab sure is banged up.
Oh, I don't know. I think it looks nice with all four fenders in the glove compartment there.
Well, you ought to watch out where you're going.
Well, I try to, but when there's a strong wind, I can't see where I'm going. My ears keep blowing over my eyes, you know.
Wear your ears in an up sweep like they used to.
Because they're naturally curly and I like them over my shoulder.
Have you been having much trouble? trouble with the rival cabs moving in on your territory?
I sure have. Every time I turn around there, I find another cab parked in my zone, you know.
Well, you be careful and don't get hurt in one of them there fights.
I can take care of myself. At the state fair, I won the boxing championship of my division.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but when they found out I wasn't a Cub Scout, they disqualified me.
Here's the bill for your coffee and it's 15 cents, please.
15 cents? And no floor show? Infatuation is really here, isn't it? Inflation is here. Well, I'm a moron. I don't know what it is.
Well, aren't you, Chief?
No, just mark down a little, Zoe. Look at
that. Oh,
hello, boy. Well, gee, Horsifat. There's one of them new cabs cruising in my territory. I'll fix that black and white paint job for him. I'll crumble up his fenders so bad he'll be able to pull them up and down like a Venetian blind. Fix that guy.
Oh, Sam, come back here. That ain't a taxi. That's a police car.
You know, I think they turned up this street here. Yep, there it is. Now I'm going to sideswipe them a couple of times. Now, I'll get the other side. Like to be neat, you know. Here, now, that'll learn them.
Hey, you! Pull out of the curb!
You pull over! Uh-oh, my bumper's cut on his bumper.
Get out of that cab.
Will you just make me? Well, you could at least open the door.
Take it easy, Sergeant. Bending over. Are you hurt?
I don't think so.
Then why are you doubled over?
My belt broke. This is the only way I can keep my pants on.
Get his license number.
What kind of a cab driver are you anyway, carrying guns? What, are you afraid somebody's going to try to ride for nothing? I handle straight lines pretty well, too, don't I?
Are you nuts?
Or do I look like a nut to you?
You sure do.
Then you must be a squirrel. Well, that was a good one. Listen to pedestrians applaud.
Hey, let's see your driver's license, Sporty.
No, he wouldn't give me one. You see, I'm nearsighted.
Nearsighted?
Yep.
Then how do you know when you're going through a red light?
Just wait until the ambulance pulls up.
What's your name?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Look, Duckle Brain. This ain't a cab.
No? Next thing I suppose you'll be telling me is it's a police car and you're officers of the law.
That's right.
I knew I was too smart and own good. What is this? The Polish Cab Company. Polish P-O-L... Well, this is a terrible mistake. You'll please accept my apology.
Grab that goon. Go on.
Here now.
Come on, you. You know the taxpayers ain't going to like what you've just done. In fact, the taxpayers who don't pay the taxes ain't going to like it either.
You don't have a license. Do you have any insurance?
Yes, sir. The Lloyds of London have me completely covered against ever becoming conscious.
Our front axle is busted.
Well, it's too bad.
All right, get in that cab. We're going down to police headquarters.
I'll tell you what, due to the fact it was my fault, I'll let you ride for nothing.
This ain't a pleasure trip, Pigface.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're running you in.
Well, then you're going to have to run pretty fast to catch me.
Halt! Halt! Get the gun and throw a stay in it.
I'd like to throw a hook of lead. Halt!
The way that bullet just passed me. I just passed it. Well, I guess I'm out of sight, man. I better keep running. There's still people here, too. Well, I wonder if they're still following me. I'll hide out in this old shack here a few days. They'll never think to look for me in there.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was anyone here. Am I trespassing?
Well, we don't know yet. Come in and get warm. You look cold.
Well, thank you.
Just sit there by the fire a bit and thaw out.
You. Mighty neighborly of you. My name's Clem Cadiddlehopper.
I'm glad to know you. I'm Admiral Byrd.
Thank you. His orchestra played
Warning.
Was home trying to sing that with the music as we were playing it, he probably blew out three tonsils, you know. Page 2 of Trespassing is entitled The Shortcut.
Junior! Oh, Junior!
Uh-oh, the call of the wild. She had a smile in her voice. Maybe it changed the answer.
Quiet!
Yes.
What happened to your son, Sue?
I misplaced it.
Misplaced it?
Yeah, I placed it in front of the widow kid's fist down the street, and he didn't miss.
I thought I told you to stop fighting.
Well, I did, but he didn't.
I knew we were in for it the day you were born. That stork that delivered you had a black eye.
Oh. You tell. Hey, by the way, you through ironing?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What's that?
How did the iron get all scratched up?
Well, I was hungry, so I tried to find myself an egg.
How could an egg scratch the iron?
The chicken resisted.
I'm going to have to thank you.
No. I don't want to put you out, you know, kid.
Turn around.
Oh?
Oh, good heavens. Look in your hip pocket. What are you doing with my scissors?
I was trying to hide them.
Junior, have you been cutting the fur off the cat again?
Me? No. Don't you think he looks nice with that butch haircut, though?
Hey, I was out in the backyard cutting me some mushrooms to eat.
Those aren't mushrooms. Those are toadstools, and they're poisonous.
They poisonous?
Yes.
So that's what them little toads were trying to tell me.
Oh, if you don't stop acting so dumb. Come here.
Yes?
Now, I've told you before about eating things that you find.
No.
I'll just have to thank you.
No, no. Now, you thanked me for that once before, and you can't punish a man twice for the same crime, you know.
Who told you that?
I'm not telling you, kiddo, but I don't listen to Mr. District Attorney for nothing.
Oh, no? Yes. Well, we'll see about that. Where's my hairbrush?
Oh, no.
Well, don't stand there. Help me find it.
Okay, I'll help you find it. You dreamer, you.
Julia.
Okay. I look for the hairbrush. I look high, look low, under the book, in the closet, in the attic, but not in the ashes of the incinerator, because that's where it is.
Oh, you burned it.
Yeah.
Well, I still have the palm of my hand.
Help me. You broke me, widow.
Broke your what?
I don't know. I know, doctor.
Why can't you be a good little lamb?
Well, I am sort of a black sheep. You know what? I'm going to be good. From now on, I'm going to be like a little boy scout, you know? I'm going to help people across the street, run errands for nothing, tip me hat and say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Thank
you. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, it would. Boy, with a reputation like that, I could get away with murder. Hey, where's Grandpa?
He's out.
In bed, huh?
I sent him to the store to get a load of groceries.
I can see him bringing home a load, but I'll bet me last yo-yo it won't be groceries. Boy, he ain't been out his knees since repeal, you know.
Now, for the last time,
yes?
Your grandfather does not drink.
Oh, no? Then how come last night when he came home, he says, look at me, I need a light bulb. And then he tried to hide in the socket.
I'm shocked.
What do you think he was? Hey, Grandma, can you have your cookies?
When you come back.
What?
I want you to go down to the store and see what's keeping your grandfather.
Okay, can you have a nickel, your friend?
Here's a penny.
A penny? Mm. Well, thanks, Sporty.
Well, now, what's wrong with a penny?
Nothing, except nowadays a penny will, they'll only let you walk into a store, pinch the bubble gum twice, and walk out.
Well, then here's a dime.
No,
was that you?
That widow old thing, I don't want it.
All right, here's a coin that's bigger.
Okay.
Here's a nickel.
Well, that bright remark brought me 5 cents.
I'll get the coat out of the closet.
Okay.
Here now.
Put me your mustache.
Stand on the table so I can button your coat.
Yeah.
Oh, my little boys are so much trouble.
Do you wish I could bring a little girl?
Well, there's a saying that little girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Yeah? What I made out of?
I don't know the recipe for a Mickey tin.
I'm ready to go.
Can I help you down?
Okay.
Get on your bicycle and go and see about your grandpa.
Okay, I'll go see about it.
Hurry back.
Okay.
And don't bite anybody you don't know.
Oh. Now, let's see. I think I'll go to the store a new way today because there's too many people waiting for me the old way. Gee, I kind of lost. I don't know which way to go. I'm riding my bicycle up this alley. Maybe it's a shortcut that is grocery. Oh, good heavens, here comes the squad. Get out of the way. Well, either I'm longer or my bicycle's shorter.
Are you all right, little boy?
Oh, I hope he don't smell liquids on my breath.
Are you all right?
Hmm?
Speak to me. Speak to me.
Oh, shut up. Why don't you watch where I'm going?
Why don't you?
Well, I have to ride my tricycle backwards. I'm from Wyoming, and I can't face these California drivers.
Are you all right? No bones broken.
You carry any insurance?
No, I don't.
Yeah, no bones broken.
Hey, you're pretty smart for such a little boy.
Yeah,
You should go home.
I can't. I lost.
Look, don't you have any identification on you?
Yes, I got your old dog tag, a widow dog tag.
Oh, fine. To whom it may concern, this is Junior. If he is ever lost, the finder will receive $50 reward for not telling anybody about it. Now, that can't be right.
Yes, yes, yes. I know where I live, on Soda Storm Street.
Well, that's the next street over.
You tell, you tell.
Yes, now, here's my name and address in case you're hurt. Now, you take it easy and stay out of traffic.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, mister. You were a nice old fellow, wasn't he? Well, I gotta get going now. Let's see, I better hurry up now. Maybe I'll take a shortcut through this yard here. Let's see, I open this big gate now. Wonder what that sign says. V-E-W-A-R-E-O-F-D-O-G. Dog. Dog. That last word's dog. Maybe the first part's his name. Yep. Oh, wonder where the doggy is. Maybe he's a thief. Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, boy, what a big dog. Whoa, what a cold nose he's got, too. I wonder what would happen if I put my fingers between his jaws. I asked the little boy next door to do that once, and now he don't bite his fingernails anymore. I better stop thinking of such things, or I'll scare me with herself, and I don't have Grandma here to bless me with her heart. Uh-oh, he's waking up, he's waking up. He's grinning at me. Oh, boy, I wish I was on Juvenile Jury, and then I would know what kind of dog he is. Here, now take it easy, dog. Don't bite me. Don't you bite me. Now. I ain't had me this temper shot, and you'll get sick now. Now, please, Mr. Dog, don't bite me. Get you nose away from mine. Grandma, dog, come and get me, Grandma. Grandma, you can break your head right too. Don't look at me like that, doggy. Grandma. Maybe I could run and meet him through the day. Get away now, get away. I got myself out all right, but me little pants is get away, get your big fangs out of me snuggies, will you? Stop pulling. Oh. I'll never be able to show my face around here again.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Led Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.